Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have mostly opened in a negative territory following mixed to lower levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is flat after steep overnight losses. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil is down, gold is up, industrial metals are mostly higher. Other commodities are lower. In macro news, markets await today's key U.S. jobs data. After more evidence of growth slowdown in yesterday's PMIs, the U.S. non-farm payrolls are expected to show moderation in headline jobs growth and average hourly earnings, but no change to the unemployment rate. The market is looking for a jobs print that indicates some loosening of the labor market and easing of wage growth pressures. Meanwhile, the Bank of Japan's Tamura has said that the timing for a policy review could come soon, or a bit later, becoming the first board member to explicitly suggest the idea of policy assessment. And China's PBOC Governor Yi has said that its focus in 2023 will be on economic growth. In other news, the G7 coalition is very close to a deal on Russian oil price cap. On the data front, the French industrial production missed, the German trade surplus widened on a sharp decline in imports. The import prices decelerated, adding to the peak inflation narrative. Overnight, South Korea's inflation fell by more than expected to the lowest level since April. In corporate news, Walt Disney's efforts to centralize control of major spending decisions have led to tensions with creative executives, the Wall Street Journal reports. Disney has worked with McKinsey in recent months on the proposed restructure targeted at cutting costs and taking control of decisions in areas such as marketing, with the talks taking place in the weeks leading up to the departure of former CEO. Accenture has acquired 55Five, an Australian market researcher. Though the terms were undisclosed by the companies, the Australian Financial Review says that Accenture paid roughly $88.7 million for the deal. Citigroup is negotiating the return of $500 million of mistaken Revlon refund, according to Reuters, citing a court filing that shows the bank and a group of hedge funds and investment firms are seeking a consensual resolution to end Citi's lawsuit. Asian equities ended lower on Friday with some risk taken off the table ahead of tonight's non-farm payrolls. Japan underperformed with steep losses as exporters fell amid a strengthening yen. Australia gapped down and stayed down to the close. South Korea went sharply lower as Samsung Electronics fell. Taiwan was also down, Southeast Asia all went lower, India was weaker. As optimism surrounding reopening dynamics continues to dominate sentiment, Greater China markets were mixed with mainland lower, but Hong Kong rallying to break even in the early afternoon. But for much of the day, most benchmarks hugged the flat line. European equity markets are mostly lower. In regional headlines, Sunak has failed his first electoral test since he became the UK Prime Minister just over a month ago. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.